Good morning. Our question today is when it comes to paying of taxes, and we've said that Dina de Malchusadina does indeed apply to payment of taxes, and we had a question about how about in the land of Israel, but we'll get back to that in the future. Our question accordingly is, does that mean that we actively have to pay taxes, or can we be passive and simply not pay the taxes? If we're asked, we would have to pay, but if we're just passive and do nothing, is that a problem? Or do we actively have to come out of pocket and pay the money over? So, in fact, we're going to start with a Gemara in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva tells us there in a Braisa that Mi'ikar Hadin, stealing from a Goy, is absolutely prohibited. Stealing from a non-Jew is absolutely prohibited. It's not simply that it could cause a Chilul Hashem. It's not an issue of Chilul Hashem. It's in of itself, even in the absence of a Chilul Hashem, it is prohibited to steal from a non-Jew. But then the Gemara has a discussion, but how about being passive? If you owe money, you have a debt to pay to a non-Jew, and we're not going to talk yet about governments. Yeah, a private issue, somebody borrowed money from a non-Jew, or for other reasons owes money to a non-Jew. Can you be passive? This is called hafkat halva'ato. It's simply being passive and not paying the halva, paying back the debts that are due. And there we see in the Gemara, if somebody avoids paying back monies owed, meaning you're just being passive. It's not that he's knocking on the door and asking for the funds and you're avoiding it. That would be prohibited. But to simply be passive and not do anything, if he's not asking, the only concern in that is Chilul Hashem. If it's going to cause a Chilul Hashem, it's prohibited. If it's not going to cause a Chilul Hashem, based on this Gemara, somebody can be passive. If he's asked, obviously you have to pay. But if you're not asked, you don't have to offer. So based on that, our question is, does that apply only when you have individuals dealing with each other? Or how about when it comes to paying taxes to a government? Can we do the same thing? Hafkat, halva, can we be passive and not come out of pocket, not pay those taxes? If they would ask, pay it. But if they're not asking, then I can be passive. I don't have to do anything. So indeed, this is a critical machlokas. Rashi and Baba Kama says as follows, Shafkat halvata shel goy eino gezel mamish. When we're passive and don't pay back a halva, a loan to a non-Jew, it's not actually stealing. And accordingly, he says that you're allowed to be passive as long as there's no Chilul Hashem. If he asks, you got to pay. To be passive, that's okay. That's an acceptable thing to do. And Rashi adds on as follows, Havlu Avriach Esamech, says to avoid paying taxes. In other words, to not actively pay your taxes. Now the loan, the debt is owed to the government. Rashi says that's the same as dealing with an individual non-Jew, just like you can be passive when you're dealing with an individual non-Jew. You can be passive as well when it comes to paying your taxes. That's the view of Rashi. That's the view of the Rosh. And that is the review of Ran as well. So we have a number of very prominent Rishonim who are of the view that just like you can be passive in repayment of a loan to an individual non-Jew, so too when you're dealing with a government, you can be passive and not pay those taxes unless asked. The Tur in Hilchos Gezeila disagrees. And the Tur says as follows, Sha'asu la'adam la'avor ala meches. You cannot not pay your taxes. V'chol ha'mavriach asma l'meina meches. And anyone who dodges taxes or avoids paying taxes, who gazlan, he's a thief. L'fi she'gozel manas ha'melech. Because he's stealing from the king, he's stealing from the government, he's supposed to be paying his taxes, he's being passive. You are a thief. Whether it is a non-Jewish king, a non-Jewish government, or a Jewish king, it doesn't matter. Paying of taxes is an obligation because of Dina de Malchusadina. Somebody who is passive is violating that and is in fact stealing from the king. So explaining this a little bit more, the Maharshach says as follows, that when it comes to non-payment of taxes, that is not the same as not paying a debt that is owed to a non-Jew. Why is that? Because the king or the government has the right to that money because of Dina de Malchusadina, and anyone who doesn't pay those amounts is violating, is nullifying the Dina de Malchusadina by not paying taxes, and that's stealing. And he adds on as follows, Yirishu ka kol kach amiti. This is so obvious of Nachon, the Mistavrit Hamayu, the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Tur, they cost in this way that you have to actively pay the taxes because the Dina, the Malchus Adina. And in fact, it is a puzzle. It is a bewilderment why the Ran would say otherwise, that you can simply be passive in paying taxes as if it's a debt owed to an individual. And that is where the Marshach comes out, that the Psak of the Rambam and the Torah is absolutely correct. Dina da Malchus Adina means we have to actively pay our taxes. We cannot be passive and avoid them. And Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we will get into how do we paskin, because we see that this is a very broad, important machlokis in the Rishonim. How do we paskin? Can we be passive in paying taxes, or can we not be passive? And we actively have to come out of pocket and pay those taxes. Have a wonderful day.